the essential Kipling. Prelude to Departmental Ditties, 1885. I have eaten your bread and salt, I have drunk your water and wine. The deaths ye died I have watched beside, and the lives ye led were mine. Was there aught that I did not share, in vigil or toil or ease, one joy or woe that I did not know, dear hearts across the seas? I have written the tale of our life, for a sheltered people's mirth, in jesting guise, but ye are wise, and ye know what the jest is worth.
Todd's Amendment. Now, Todd's mamma was a singularly charming woman, and everyone in Simla knew Todd's. Most men had saved him from death on occasions. He was beyond his ire's control altogether, and perilled his life daily to find out what would happen if you pulled a mountain battery mule's tail. He was an utterly fearless young pagan, about 6 years old, and the only baby who ever broke the holy calm of the Supreme Legislative Council. It happened this way. Todd's pet kid, Moti, got loose and fled up the hill off the Balogoj Road, Todd's after it, until it burst into the Viceregal Lodge lawn. The council were sitting at the time, and the windows were open because it was warm. The Red Lancer, one of the Viceroy's bodyguard, in the porch, told Todd's to go away. But Todd's knew the Red Lancer, and most of the members of council, personally. Moreover, he had firm hold of the kid's collar, and was being dragged all across the flower-bed.
"Give my salaam to Councillor Saab, and tell him to help me take Moti back!" gasped Todd's.
The council heard the noise through the open windows, and...